The Forest Service says something that sounds true. They say half a tree's weight comes from the air. They say the carbon in the tree was pulled from the atmosphere. They say the tree is cleaning. The tree is healing. The tree is helping.
This is a fact. Approximately half the dry weight of a tree is carbon. That carbon was captured from atmospheric carbon dioxide through photosynthesis. The statement is accurate. The implication is not.
What is the implication? What do the gas chamber operators hear when the Forest Service says this?
They hear. The tree is a vacuum cleaner. The tree is a carbon sink. The tree is paying the cost of the gas chamber. They hear permission to keep running the gas chamber. They hear absolution. They hear it is okay, the tree will fix it.
But the tree will not fix it. The tree cannot fix it. The other half of the tree's weight is water. The Forest Service does not mention the water.
They do not mention the water, because the water breaks the spell. If half the tree's weight is water, then the tree is not a pure carbon capture machine. The tree is a wet sponge. A temporary container. A hostage that will release its carbon when it burns. When it rots. When the gas chamber operator's catalytic converter ignites the dry grass.
So the Forest Service tells half the truth. The half that makes the gas chamber operator feel good. The half that says you are helping the tree needs your carbon, you are a partner in the cycle of life.
The gas chamber operator runs the gas chamber to Zion, to the Alpine Resort, to the National Park. The Forest Service Ranger smiles. The trees stand behind the gas chamber. The exhaust mixes with oxygen. The carbon dioxide floats toward the leaves. The tree absorbs a tiny fraction, a microscopic fraction, a rounding error. And the gas chamber operator says, I am helping the tree.
But the gas chamber is not helping the tree. The gas chamber is killing the tree. The carbon dioxide is not food. It is a poison, a slow poison, a permanent poison. The tree does not want more carbon dioxide. The tree is adapted to a specific concentration. The concentration before the gas chambers, before the Industrial Revolution, before the permanent curse.
The gas chamber operator does not know this. The Forest Service does not teach this. The Forest Service teaches that the tree is grateful, that the tree is thriving, that the tree is growing faster because of all the extra carbon dioxide.
Some trees do grow faster, for a while. Then the heat comes. Then the drought comes. Then the fire comes. Then the tree is ash. Then the carbon is back in the sky. Then the gas chamber operator says, I did not know, no one told me.
The math was posted. The diagram was shown. The song was sung about the 20-pound ghost. The Forest Service does not care. They just keep running the gas chambers. Every time someone runs the gas chamber to Zion. Every time the herd goes to the National Park. Every time the ranger smiles and says, enjoy your visit.
So the gas chamber operator is being taught by the park rangers. Not directly. Not with lectures. With the infrastructure. With the roads they paved. With the parking lots they maintain. With the permits they issue, with the smile that says welcome to nature while the exhaust settles in the valley.
The Forest Service trains the gas chamber operator. From childhood, from the Smokey Bear posters in elementary school, from the field trips to the ranger station, from the junior ranger pledge, they train the gas chamber operator to see the forest as a destination. As a place you run the gas chamber to. As a place you idle in the lot. As a place you leave your chair outside.
They train the gas chamber operator that the exhaust is not poison. It is freedom. It is the smell of the road trip. It is the smell of adventure. It is the smell of America. They train them to breathe deeply, to roll down the window, to say, ah, fresh air.
But the tree breathes the same air. The tree feels the carbon in its leaves. The tree knows the difference between a forest and a green screen. The tree knows the ranger is not its friend. The ranger is the capo. The ranger is the administrator. The ranger is the one who smiles while the gas chamber idles in the lot.
The Forest Service has done infinite ducky shit on everyone. They have trained everyone to say it's not poison, it's just exhaust. It's not a gas chamber, it's just a car. It's not genocide, it's just transportation.
The untraining happens, one post at a time. One diagram at a time. One song at a time. The Forest Service will not help. They are the ones running the gas chamber design. They are the ones who paved the road. They are the ones who gave out the map.
So what do we do?
We keep talking. We keep learning. We keep asking why half the tree's weight is a secret and the other half is a lie. We keep asking why the ranger smiles while the valley fills with poison. We keep asking why the bike rack is empty.